I tried to get back with my girlfriend. Girlfriend. She's not a girlfriend. I'm in love now. One of the girlfriends I had. It's probably 7 years ago, we'll say. It's not like anymore anyway. I don't know what that is, days and hours, but it doesn't matter. I don't know. Point is that she's my first love in life, which is great. I don't know. She was goofy, life was innocent. Van Morrison and chocolate ice cream made her day, whatever, you know. She worked. She was my cousin, so I had what the fuck. She had a wild side, she was a partier. She loved Disney, but she liked to party. I don't know. It's the American disease, what can you do? Anyway, so we were hanging out, make them party, you know, we weren't together anymore. That whole thing, but we were that night, and we almost got to back together, through the strangest of circumstances. We got one of those big 2 or 3 or 4 gallon, I think it was 2 or 3 4 gallon red jugs, you know, kind of put gas in there. That's supposed to have you used to fill up lawnmowers and shit like that. It's like the spout on it. It looks like you used to water plants, but it's actually just gas in there.
Mexico City, the worst conceivable, deep Ohio Valley, you know, you got all this air pollution and chloroform
success and solve the problems of greenhouse emissions and all that sort of shit. You know, your whole goal is going to be like, oh gee, I don't think I'll use the Glade air freshener thing that I'm not supposed to use anymore. Maybe I'll cut back on my soul. Those type of gas stations, and they're kind of you got cigarettes, and you got those air fresheners right next to them. It's kind of like they're trying to make you should do the same thing at the same time. It's like you can smoke but still kind of maintain like this sense of normality, like you still have a great smelling car. I don't know, it's just kind of fucking bizarre, I think. But you know, just you know, shoot yourself, I guess, if that's what you want to do. If that's what you think, this is the great way to do things. Like, I just don't know. I think it's just a matter of like, do you want to get on your own horse and gallop off into the sunset, or do you just want to sit at home on your love seat and just, I don't know, eat popcorn? But popcorn sounds pretty enticing, but who's to say you can't eat popcorn on your horse? I'm sure there's people that have done it. I just think that, you know, that's just one task, and relax and enjoy things. We're always trying to, I mean, sometimes I think, you know, I mean, I do it too. Sometimes you try to do like two or three tasks at one time to try to control all your time, all that time management. Everything's goddamn management now. Management this, management that. Time management, stress management, management. What do you mean? You know, it's like, fuck management, okay? You know, just live. Jesus Christ. It's just such an annoying word. I saw the sign under new management. It's like, I don't even know what your old management was. I mean, I don't eat at your restaurant anyway, but I'm supposed to want to eat there now because you're under, quote, new management. What is it supposed to tell me about you? I mean, it's supposed to be, you know, you're sticking in the first place. Or, I don't know what you're going to think about. So it's like, you have this big sign out there. It's just ridiculous. I was like, I don't want to go there. So I went back on the interstate, and I thought, oh my god, I really think that go down to New York City and Greenwich Village, just walk around, just see all sorts of different people, you know, maybe, I don't know, fit into a different scene, change my life. You know, I haven't done that. You know, I have a dog, and more importantly, you know, I have somebody I love, and it's just like, you know, I have a thing going, so, you know, I don't need New York City, you know, I don't need to, you know, go to Central Park and touch myself to feel like I'm important, you know what I mean? Like, I can do other things, so that's what I did, you know, so I just, just debating what I want, you know, do I want to have a Coke, do I want to have a Mountain Dew, what do I want, why do I want to drink it, you know, why do I have to go to the Griffith's place right now, why do I have to get these copies, why do I have to, you know, pretend that I'm somebody I'm not in West Hartford, you know, quite, jewelry store I know I need to go by because of the whole engagement, which is fine, but I just, the other thing is like, you know, I just think, God, I don't understand, you know. Like, why do people need oysters to make love? I think it's ridiculous, you know. Just be happy, you know, go for a hike and touch each other, I don't know. I think that's what you just do it. So I was up there and I was at the reservoir and I was like, thank God people can still drink water. Thank God they still appreciate water. Because you know, water's at the bottom line. You know what? So these people with all these different like economic status, and these people with all these different fucking cars, you know what? They all fucking are made out of water, and they all fucking need water, and they all fucking need air. And it's like, you know what? You have a break, okay? Like, why don't you just like, I don't know, stick a donut way up your ass and just shit glazed, you know? Because I'm just fucking sick of you and your whole fucking thing, okay? Goddamn haircut every 2.2 weeks, you know?